Welcome to the Williams Nikan YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning. Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy. How are all you? Of you guys hear those boings with everybody coming on, or just the hostess? Can you all hear them chime as the new people come on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. No, you can't. You're on the host, aren't you, Karen?
No, well, no, we're all on the same one on these morning calls.
Oh.
Aren't we?
Okay, so you can all hear that well. Okay, so anyway, I have the glutamate chart on the site right now. And so that's what I was debating about, whether to put that into the basic toolbox that is on the YB Herton website. Well, it will be when it gets updated and fixed whatever happened to it last time. It will be today. So, you guys don't, you know, I have a lot of other slides. I'm not putting everything in the toolbox. And so I'm debating about whether to include that. So you think these are important and they should be in the basic toolbox?
Well, I think they're things that we need to be aware of and figure out how we're going to keep it out of our diet.
And thanks, Karen. Thank you for giving some input.
Yes, Ruth, this is Margaret. I agree. I'd like to have it in the toolbox.
Okay. Pat does it. Margaret wants it. She gets it.
The slide you have up right now, Ruth, is that what y'all are talking about?
Yes, it is, Margaret.
I agree. I think that's amazing. You know, there's so much hidden stuff in our world that we... When somebody puts it on paper, it's like, well, we need to tell the rest of the world so they know.
Well, it shocks me that we live in the land of the free and we have that kind of stuff going on. That our government has been so conspiratorial in undermining our health.
Okay, so there will be two slides because I will go ahead and see what to do about the GMO food probably as well. As I do that research, it will probably be two slides. Good morning, everybody. This is Ruth Williams, and I'm on Vashon Island in Washington State, and we have a good crew with us this morning. So good morning to all of you, and I'd like to introduce our illustrious hostess for today, Martha Sue Yeary, who is platinum, lives in San Diego, is in Karen Eastwood's organization, and we welcome you into the call, and here's Martha. Martha Sue.
Good morning, everybody. Well, this is fun. It's 7 o'clock. I'm here on the call. I didn't oversleep. I actually woke up before my alarm went off. That's pretty cool. A good thing. Somebody's rattling paper. So you see this first slide. It's got pictures of a bunch of us that are on the call, which is really, I love this because I don't know Nancy and Fred Gilmer personally, but I hear Nancy on this call all the time, and that gives me a face to her voice, and that's really cool. So we have and Liz Jamison. I've not met Liz in person, but yet I've been on the phone with her over and over and over again, and you know, I love that. Margaret, I've never met Margaret personally, but yet I feel like I've known her for years because I've been on these calls with her for years. And it goes back a long, long time. Monty, it's just, that's just really neat. Thank you, Reese, for making that happen. My buddy Linda. So here we are with this slide that's a group of us that have come together to try to make a difference for ourselves.
Excuse me, Martha Sue. Hey, you guys who are rattling your papers, et cetera, please star 6. So that doesn't cause noise on our call. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm sure Martha Sue does too.
Thank you. Well, that's a good thing. Thank you so much. Anyway, this picture, collage of pictures, is actually a grouping of people that have come together. We've all been part of Nikan for a long time, or maybe even a short time. but we all have a concern to change health and to change lives, and that's a human for industry, and we want more of life. Okay, I don't know what that is, but there's a lot of vibration there. Can y'all hear me? A lot of noise on the call. If you hit star 8, it'll take some time out. Okay, so my point with this is you have a group of people that have come to this call because we want to make a difference. The first difference starts in our own shoes, and by our habits and our changes and people coming to the call and listening. Sometimes it can be helpful to a person coming to the call. They listen and they go, oh, I'm not different than that. I had those same needs. That really is the purpose of a call where it's all open and people can talk, is that someone will hear something that resonates with their need. And so my day of call is, I call this Terrific and Transparent Tuesday. And with that, if you'll flip to the chart, the measuring chart, we'll talk about that for a bit, and then we'll go on to others. There we go. Okay. This little chart happens to be your friend, and it's another way of accountability, just like we'll go back to the food chart in a minute, but this one is a measuring a measurement tracking system, and it lets you track your success. So last Tuesday when I was on the call with y'all, and last Tuesday was a very transparent day, this one's still a transparent day. I'm not sure exactly what's going on in my personal life other than overload. And I say that because I know there are people on that original picture that would look at it and go, oh, wow, well, okay, those of you that will, just keep me in your prayers because I can't cut anything out right now. And the last thing I would cut out is the amount of time that I'm still spending in building my business and helping other people. But I am in overload, and the sleep situation has really not changed a whole lot. And so I'm not, that part of the chart's not doing great. So I think that's a reason for my results. Now, when I weighed this morning, because I weigh and measure every Tuesday, regardless of whether it is a positive change or a negative change, that is my transparency to say, okay, I'm going to do this every Tuesday. And I know that it could be better, so I just have to work on a few things. But when I weighed this morning, I was... that person over in Africa that I've been sending weight to, they sent me back 0.2 pound. So they sent it back, got it by UPS, I guess. Anyway, I gained 0.2 pounds, but I lost 1.25 inches in inches. So when you tally this, so when we start, I filled up one whole sheet. And I started my second sheet this morning. And when you tally that, I've lost 11.5 inches. Well, that's nothing to sneeze at. It's like, okay, so I could come to this call and say, I've only lost 5 pounds. I am really depressed. Get over it. And so it's like, okay, I've only, the weight part is not dropping as fast as I'd like for it to, but the inch part is that's almost a foot. And so, okay, so I'm not going to gripe and moan and whatever about that anymore. So I have lost 5 pounds and 11.5 inches on one sheet, so 6 weeks. And today's the 7th week. So, does anybody want to unmute your phone line and tell us what's going on with you, your success, your challenge. We'll talk about my challenges again in a minute, but this is about, does anybody want to share what's going on with you?
You know, Martha Sue, I knew that that's what we were going to do this morning, is be transparent. And quite frankly, I have not been transparent, because I simply didn't want to talk about the things that I've not been good at. But I got to thinking about it, and, you know, I think for all of us on this program, we've got to recognize, like you tell us all the time, the good things that we're that we're discovering as we go through this, even though we may not be 100% doing exactly right. I think just to have that renewal every morning of reminding, for me, reminding me of what I'm going to be doing during the day. That's what this call does. But it also helps me to understand, hey, you know, if I, and I have lost some weight, but I wanted to lose more, and so consequently I haven't been happy with myself, and I've got to get over it, like you say. Anyway, I love your transparency.
Thank you, Karen. And, you know, the really hard part is that day that I kept saying, does anybody else have that T-shirt? And Ruth said, I don't know what T-shirt you're talking about. And that's, you know, that's an old saying that I grew up with. It's like, well, me too. I've been there. I understand. I got that T-shirt. It's like, my T-shirt says the same thing your T-shirt says, that I'm not quite as good as I want to be, but I'm working on it. And so, thank you, Karen, for sharing. And somebody else said, yeah, I got that T-shirt. And it's just like, okay, I've been there before. I've walked that road. I understand. And, you know, I've been walking around saying my happy word, which maybe that's the reason the inches are going away, but not the pounds. So, whatever. Anyway, does anybody else have anything they want to add about this part?
Well, I'll say something, Martha Sue. This is Ruth, and I'm not losing much weight. I don't have much weight to lose, but what I'm learning from the program is that I'm changing my ways of eating. But sometimes I have a tendency to overdo, and I'm going to go back up here to this chart, and so I take my grains out from my breakfast, but then I decided, well, you know, I'll just have fruits and vegetables sometimes, and I didn't put any very many grains in my lunch or dinner, and that didn't really work for me. And I'm really realizing the importance of sticking to the program. And I think probably we all lose weight better if we feel better. And I certainly had some problems when I left some of that out. And so I'm really working at learning how to eat in a more healthy way. And I think and lowering inflammation is that healthy way. And so that's what's helping me. I'm working on some inches here and there, but as you guys know, around my lower middle. So I've lost about an inch and a half, which I gained. I gained some on my loss, I guess. So I did have an inch, and now I have an inch and a half gone. And so even if we're not trying to lose a lot of weight, I think we have a lot to gain from this program.
That's awesome. Well, you know, for me, one of the things, and last week I said, I almost think with the overload that I'm in right now that the accomplishment has to be that I've done something to move forward in this process. And last week I said I ordered my book, and that maybe wasn't any great big deal, but that was exciting to me that I accomplished the ordering of the book that I couldn't go to a bookstore and buy. So, okay, great. I got that done. And so over the weekend, I'd been talking about going and printing out the colored charts and laminating them. And so on Sunday, I did accomplish that. I went out, I made a copy of in color of all of the sheets that are on these PowerPoints, this one, and then the actually, I copied these, but I didn't laminate these two because I wasn't sure if you were quite through with them because of the white places. I wasn't sure, so I didn't do that.
I don't have anything to put in these white spaces, Martha Sue, but
okay.
I would like to redo them so they're not quite so dark.
Okay.
But that'll take a little bit of time.
I colored them, but this one I actually made a copy and laminated for myself, but I also made a copy and laminated for the chef here. I'm a house mom, a house director at a sorority house, and where I have 34 live-in 19, 20, and 21-year-old girls that live here. Yeah, I can understand overload now.
I was going to say, that is extreme overload.
Yeah, so when I'm through with my jobs that I do in the daytime, then there's always something that has to be done here, and multiple times in the middle of the night. So anyway, there's this full-time chef that's here 5 days a week, and so I talked to him the other day about this food chart, and I told him I was going to laminate him one and bring it to him, and that perhaps, because the girls are all into eating healthy, and that perhaps he might look at this and in his food ordering and preparing the menus, that he might try to make it in a real good balance, where he's got alkaline and he's got some acidic that he has to use, but to pull the two together to bring it to neutral. He was very much in agreement with that, so I made him a chart too and laminated it. And that was a huge accomplishment to me because I talked about doing it, but I didn't get it done. That's that procrastination thing and the problem that I haven't found a 24-hour Kinko's. That would allow me to get the things done after the time frame that other people, normal people, quit working. So, at any rate, I got it done, and that was a big accomplishment because today I'm going to go over this chart with him. Part of the problem in the eating here is I don't cook here, and so the foods that I get here are according to what his menu is, and that's a good and a bad thing. At any rate, so I felt really good about having gotten those done. I got my books, got those over the weekend, and there's two books. One is, I guess the little one's a recipe book. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. That's cool. So I have my books now, so that's an accomplishment. I've gotten my chart done and copied and laminated, and the ones that I didn't laminate, for those of you that might want to consider doing this, I put them in a plastic sleeve. So, and I don't have this one yet, so you could send that one to me, please, ma'am. But
we have a lot of people not on our WebEx.
Oh, this one is about the MSG and the glutamate disguise, where now this has been exposed by the Blaylock Wellness Report by Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's a board-certified neurosurgeon and now devoted to nutritional studies research. And the chart that Ruth has up right now is listing the foods that actually have MSG that they don't have to say they have MSG. And I know that in listening to you talk, Ruth, about the portobello, how do you say it, portobello mm-hmm. mushrooms?
Right.
Where are they?
Mushrooms.
Those are foods that are high, just naturally high. And, you know, what's really weird is I love Roquefort cheese, blue cheese. And if I had my choice, that would be the salad dressing. If I weighed, you know, what I wanted to weigh, that would be the salad dressing that I would eat at all times would be blue cheese. Well, look at that. It's extremely high in glutamate. And so I was killing myself without me even knowing it. I don't eat that. I actually eat apple cider vinegar, and what I like best is that I have the flaxseed oil, and I mix that with the apple cider vinegar. Just a thing, that little tip that I did, when I was down to probably about a half of a bottle of, or maybe less than a half, but where a big portion of the bottle of the oil was gone, I put apple cider vinegar in that bottle. And I would just shake that up and then just drizzle a little bit of that on my salad. And it's the, in other words, there'd be more of your apple cider vinegar you were using than the oil, because you just keep adding apple cider vinegar to it until you finally would throw away the bottle. But that was a way of being able to get all the insides of the oil out of the bottle, not waste it, and that makes a really good salad dressing. So,
Matsu. On these foods that are high in glutamate, we need to do some research. I don't think that that's telling us that we shouldn't eat any portobello mushrooms. We need to know that, especially if we're very sensitive to glutamate, as I am, that we should probably not eat very much. And we'll have to research, and I don't know that glutamate by itself is that harmful. Some of these processed meat things and things that are synthetically put together, I think that's a problem, but I'm not sure that all these are something you should not eat any of. Like, some people don't have any problem with gluten.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Got that point.
Excuse me, but you talked about a recipe book? I haven't heard about this.
When I ordered online from her, from the website.
Yes.
From Kathy Abascal's website. I don't know if I pushed the wrong thing, but whatever I ordered, I thought I was ordering To Quiet Inflammation, the book, and it came with a recipe book.
Oh my gosh.
Two little books are in the package. I mean, it's packaged that way.
Oh, really? So I'll get that?
Right.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, now, the first thing y'all need to know is that I'm excited about that I got my books. I just got them, but I haven't started looking at them or reading them, but I do have them. That's a step in the right direction. I look at it that way. So, I have a question, and this may be something that could help other people. The MSG has monosodium glutamate. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Monosodium? Monosodium would be what? Salt?
It is a like a salt. I don't know the technical parts of it. I haven't studied that.
It is a salt of an amino acid. It is used as food flavoring.
Okay. So if those things were added together, then it's like, you know, Chinese food. Typically, I know that there are some places that do have a sign of no MSG, but if they're using these things down at the bottom.
Are these things up here in the top?
Yeah, are these things up in the top? It's just like bouillon and broth, stock, soy sauce, soy protein. What about the things that are the soy milk? Would soy milk, let's see, I'm looking for that on the chart. Do you have the soy protein isolate?
Some of these things, other things would depend on if they have these things in them.
Right. Well, I know that I read at another place that soy milk was not good for us, for women, particularly because of the hormones, that it caused a problem there. And so he has a lot of soy milk here. The girls request that. And so I'm trying to get him to go to almond milk or rice milk for the girls to drink. I don't drink milk, so that's not
soy is one of the products that's very highly has been GMO'd. And so that's one of the reasons that I think you're thinking that.
Right.
Is that they're, anyhow, that's one of the reasons that's has high in GMO genes.
Right.
That would be genetically modified
foods, right, of any kind. Mm. And I saw, and I actually put a on my fan page on Facebook, I put up a video with this little boy that I think he might be 10 years old, and he's talking about that he used to be want to be a football player, an NFL player, but then he visited a farm where they grew organically, and now he wants to be an organic farmer. He's on the stage telling this story because of foods that used to be one way, and now they've been genetically modified. And so he took a tomato and showed it. That he said, "I don't want my tomato to be like fish." But that's what, you know, it was an amazing video. And so it really, here's a young kid talking about it, and I can see my grandchildren, who, my daughter is a nutritionist, and she fed them, and now the other set, I mean, they started off eating vegetables. They eat only organic. And so I can see those things being things that my little kids would be all over, too. So that's a good thing. Anyway, so looking at this, Ruth is going to, you said you're going to do some more research on the GMO, and Mommy, are you doing some research on things too? Because I know you're pretty versed in what's going on.
Yes. Ruth the other day talked about, I forget what she was talking about that time, but she happened to mention a web page from the University of Southern California that Kathy recommends in her book, that if we want to know more about those particular items. So I just went to that web page, and I really hope, and I know Ruth's going to do this, but yeah, it's a little scary on some of the foods that we're not conscious, and I think that's one of the things that most of us aren't conscious of, the foods that we're really putting in our mouth, in our bodies. So when we become more conscious of the things we're putting in our body, which this program teaches, and the charts show it, and everything else that Ruth has, is that just amazing. Good things are going to, our bodies are going to function more properly, and good things are going to happen.
Right. Well, thank you, Monty. One thing that I think we should mention at this point, sometimes it feels like, wow, I don't even know if I want to go to the grocery store or whatever. And so the GMO foods are genetically modified organisms, and then so we don't want to get those, but they're primarily corn, just everything that's corn. If it doesn't say certified organic and it's a corn product, you don't probably want to put it in your mouth. And then corn and soy and canola oil. Monty, anybody else, I know there were a lot of people who were really up on some of these things that are on the call. Nancy in Texas, I know, is, and some of you. I haven't done a complete study yet to know what they all are. But we'll be covering that more.
Well, and when you look at this, the bottom, well, those of you that are not on the webinar with us, it says avoid, up at the top it's avoid fluoride in GMO foods, but then at the bottom it says avoid artificial sweeteners, high glycemic foods such as white rice, white potatoes, most cereal grains, most breads, white pasta, corn chips, pizza, raisins, dates, and ice cream. And just to look at that, I need this one so I can laminate it. I'll if you can just send me this chart, I'll at least print it and give it to the chef, because he cooks white rice, white potatoes, pasta, and on the weekend he leaves weekend foods to the girls, which consists of cereals and all kinds of corn chips, things that the kids would look at as maybe comfort food, but all things that aren't good for them. So, you know, our time is almost up, but I really want to add one more thing. In this transparency of this call, I remember back when I was hosting the call on the East Coast, we did a call at 7 o'clock in the morning, which was 4 o'clock out here, and that was really fun. One morning, there was a beep in, and it was Monty calling at 4 o'clock in the morning, excuse me, which I loved. That was pretty fun. Anyway, I said on that call one day, there was one of the gals that was calling in, and she said it was her lifeline, you know, to call in and know that people were going to be there to help her. And she was really struggling with different kinds of snacks. And I said, okay, do you drink? And she said, no. And I said, okay, well, when you start to pick up something that you normally would eat, I want you to picture that being a bottle of beer. And if you don't drink, then would you drink that bottle of beer? And she said, no. And I said, okay. So my transparency this morning to all of you is that I've really been struggling with this week. And part of the overload, excuse me, and this last weekend with trying to stay awake to try to do some of the accomplishments that I had to get done, I reached for some of those snacks that he had out. And because that was all that I had available here right then, I wasn't prepared, and so that was all I had available to reach for. But I have not had a drink since November of 1994, for a good reason. And so that was a choice, and I believe that was a healing for me and saved my life. But nobody loves margaritas more than me. And I always laugh when I said, when I went to Mexico to build another business back in 1990, one of the first sentences that I learned was, Dos más margarita, por favor, con hielo. And so it was like I knew how to order two more margaritas. But I know that was killing me. And so I changed that in my life. And so this week I've really been thinking, if that was a margarita, I wouldn't pick it up. So why am I picking it up? And it reminded me of going back to the girl that I said to her, picture it as being a beer. So what I'm saying to y'all on my terrific Tuesday, I've lost 11.5 inches. That is dang near a whole foot. I've almost given a foot of meat somewhere else, somewhere where they need it. And I love that, having that picture. But the transparency is that my goal this week is that if I reach for something that I know is not on this chart that Ruth has up right now, that's the acidic and alkaline chart, if I know that it's on the left side of this chart, which is the most acidic, and least acidic, working my way up, if I know it's not good for me, I'm going to look at that and go, well, I might as well have a margarita. And so I'm not asking for anybody else to share whether or not you have a challenge like that. But for me, if I can place the same level of importance on this as though that was life-threatening, because it is life-threatening, if I don't make a change in my life with my weight, when I tell somebody I'm a wellness consultant and they look at me and I am not the picture that I want to be in the weight category, maybe my heart's as big as it could possibly get for loving people in the human seeing more industry, and that's wonderful. I want to change lives. But if my weight does not show that I'm in an industry that we can make a difference physically for people, then there's something wrong in my testimony. And so my goal this week, like I said, I've ordered my books. I got my books. My goal is to start reading. My goal is to start doing some walking and doing this CD that I've got, this DVD that I've got. I may have to be at 2 in the morning, but my goal is to do that. But to follow this chart more closely and to look at foods that I've just been kind of going, okay, well, oh, well, and look at it and go, well, if it was a beer or if it was a margarita, I know I wouldn't have it. But the things that I can have over on the right-hand side take care of that need, and create a new testimony physically, body-wise, for me, that when I tell people wherever I go that I'm a wellness consultant, it's me wearing that invisible tape measure that I wore around my neck for 2 years. It's an invisible tape measure that I don't have to have the tape measure on. I know I'm wearing it. And that the shrinking is, it's an increase in a healthy body and a decrease in a body that is not healthy.
Hey, Martha
anyway,
Sue?
Yes, sir.
You know, as I listened to you at the start of the call, and it's been bothering me, so I had to say this, you know, you might have only lost, 5 pounds so far, but in 6 weeks, so if you lose 45 pounds in a year, that's pretty dang good, so keep it up, kid.
There you go. Cool. Well, let's see if I... If I donate 11.5 inches to somewhere every 6 weeks, it would be the same. It would be almost the same. More than, because when I said I got to the point with my measuring tape that I handed it to Dave Johnson and he stepped back and I had lost more inches than I was tall, and I'm 5'7", so I'd lost 67 inches at that point, and that's pretty impactful. So thank you, Steve, and it feels much better today than it did last Tuesday. I will tell you all that, because I know our call tomorrow is about how these things make you feel. I feel in a much different place today than I did last Tuesday, and love you all, and I'm glad to be a part of this call.
Thank you, Martha Sue.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Have a great day.